Hey dudes, this is Michael, one of the co-hosts of Two Dudes in the Nest, the show you're about to listen to. If you are a first-time listener and you've picked one of these older episodes to listen to, maybe because it's one of your favorite games on the NES, I don't blame you. However, I just want to warn you that some of these episodes are 3, 4, maybe 5 years old. And this is before we got new audio equipment. This is really before we even knew what we were doing. But we want to leave them on the feed as long as we can because we want to have plenty of episodes for people to listen to. I just want to give a fair bit of warning before we get started. If you're an older listener and you're going back to listen to an episode again, you may hear something new because right before the episode starts here, we're going to have an advertisement, which is probably not what you heard the first time through. But now we started doing ads in our shows, so we're going to have an ad here. Anyways, I hope you enjoy. And if you do enjoy, please subscribe to the podcast and listen to as many episodes as you can. It always helps us out. And tell a friend too. That'd be nice. Enjoy the show.
I am also.
Three, two.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You've done this to me twice today. Ready?
No. Okay. I had to restart Audacity. Hold on.
You just count it down when you're ready. Get my finger on the button.
Okay, I'm ready. Three, two, one, record.
Word.
Testing.
Oh, testing, 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 testing. All right.
Sweet.
Go ahead and bring us in.
Hey, Justin.
What's up, man?
Not much. Just sitting here thinking about how awesome of a show Two Dudes in a Nest is and how it's great that we're covering Bionic Commando.
I know. Wow, I think that's the earliest you've ever mentioned the game that we're covering.
I'm trying to get better at that.
In a show.
I'm trying to get better at that.
Trying to get better.
Did you notice
usually
that
it's
was,
a good 10 minutes.
Yeah, did you notice that was totally planned?
Yeah. Usually it's a good 10 minutes in before we're like, oh, so we're talking about
well, see,
this game today.
I hear that really good shows will do two things. Announce the topic and the name of their show within like the first 30 seconds of the show. So.
We've done it twice. We've done both.
Yeah, tonight or today or whenever you're listening to this. Normally, yeah. We never do that. So,
right. So, anyway, Bionic Commando or Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were talking about Facebook before we started.
Yeah, we were talking off air about Facebook and how it's a bit ridiculous nowadays at times.
Yeah. And I have been able to resist getting on my personal Facebook and just scrolling the news feed on hours on end for about 2 months now, and it feels pretty good. Mainly, it feels good because I don't have to deal with all the drama of the world, if you will.
Yeah.
Drama for all those that don't know that dialect.
Here's the problem. And I'm going to make a statement, and this is not meant to be political, but you've got... You want to try to, so everybody thought, after the election, the drama's over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. We have a president that loves drama. So, yeah. It's not going away.
It's not going to go away. But it will if you stop watching TV and stop using Facebook.
Yeah.
it just disappeared. I don't even know who's president. I don't know.
I've decided that. So, here's how I've tried to combat it. It's not done too great. But I downloaded Kindle on my phone. And I'm like, you know what? Anytime that I get the urge to go to Facebook, I need to go read.
Hmm. You put it like right the icon right next to the Facebook icon?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So it judges you. It's like either mind-numbing nonsense or educate yourself.
Yeah.
And if you pick mind-numbing nonsense, the Kindle app will judge you. It needs to have a little thing that like flashes up in the top left hand corner every so often. You're on like Facebook, it just says, hey, you could be reading.
You're wasting your life right now. You do realize this.
Yeah.
I still get some of my news, though, because Amber still uses Facebook. So if we're sitting there watching a show that she's not really interested in, I see her finger in her phone over there, you know?
Yeah.
Then that's when I know I'm about to get the hot goss.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
So.
Yeah.
So I still get it, but not as much now that I'm not on it myself. So anyways, our good buddy, John Williams, supporter on Patreon, has requested that we do an episode on Bionic Commando. So I think we should do that.
John Williams of the John Williams Orchestra?
Maybe, probably. His photo on Patreon is a cat, a little, well, it may be a fox, a little yellow cat with a blue-black background.
Yeah.
It's probably him.
Do you think John Williams is the guy that has the orchestra? Hates Star Wars?
No.
I mean, he's made a ton of money on Star Wars.
Yeah, right? I think he loves Star Wars.
Right, so in a way, he loves it, no doubt. But don't you think, like, you know, he's like a musician. He's done tons of other work outside of Star Wars. But, you know, he's probably that guy that when anybody that knows him, sees him, they're like, hey, Imperial March, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he still likes it. I mean, that's like saying, so you're going to be a doctor. That's like saying, I just hate sick people. I made a ton of money off of sick and injured people and whatever, but can't stand them. So I guess it works then.
Yeah.
Well, sick people got you sick, so.
Yeah.
You better get used to that.
I woke up this morning feeling pretty good, so I'm thinking I'm on the downside of it. So I'm on pediatrics now.
Mm-hmm.
And pediatrics is nothing but an onslaught of runny nose, sore throat, cough.
Snotty nose kids.
Yeah. So you're bound to get it from one of them.
Mm-hmm. Is it clinicals? Is that what you're doing? I know I have to ask every time. Over and
what's
over
that?
Again.
So what'd you say?
Sorry. I said, is it clinicals? Is that what you're doing? I know I have to ask you every time.
Yeah.
And then what's next?
Residency.
And then you're a doctor?
Well, I'm a doctor after medical school, but it's postgraduate training. So you get the label of doctor, and you're a doctor, and you practice as a doctor, but you're in residency training. Here's the thing. You cannot practice on your own as a private practice physician unless you go through residency training.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But when you're going through residency training, you're a doctor. So you're a doctor. So there's this thing. Actually, it's pretty interesting. There was an article. It was a doctor who cannot practice. It talks about people that don't match in the residency programs.
Uh-huh.
Basically, they're doctors. But because they can't get a residency program to accept them, they can't do anything.
That sucks. Yeah. So they spend all that time and they still can't be a doctor? Now, there's a friend of the family that is a nurse practitioner and still going to be a doctor. At some point, do you become a nurse practitioner? Or is that a path you can take?
No, it's pretty much separate paths. So maybe they're going back to medical school.
Oh, maybe they're going back. Could be.
Because you can't. There's not a nurse practitioner to doctor.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't know why they would do that. Unless there's reduced time, maybe.
Well, there's reduced time to be a nurse practitioner or a PA.
No, I mean, I was wondering why they would go on. I guess that maybe that's just what they really want to do. But I just thinking if they have to go through everything over again, that seems like a waste, especially since nurse practitioners make pretty good money.
Yeah.
Unless they just really want to be a doctor. But anyways, Bionic Commando, he was a doctor, a doctor of pain.
Doctor. Delivery of pain.
Yeah.
All right.
Got any history for us?
I do. So Bionic Commando, released by Capcom in Japan on July 20th, 1988, but it was not called Bionic Commando in Japan. You know what it was called?
Commando Bionic.
No. Something completely different. It was called Hitler's Revival, Top Secret.
Nice. I know Hitler is in the game.
Yeah, so the original game in Japan was Hitler's Revival, and it was about Hitler had come back to life and had started this neo-Nazi movement, right? And you're set to battle him. And a lot of the things that were in the game were just changed in the North American version, of course. But they, Nintendo of America, of course, in their normal fashion, said, not so fast. You're not bringing any Nazi stuff in. And they made them change the Nazi symbol so that in the original game where the Hitler is talking, the banners in the background had Nazi swastikas on them with a lightning bolt behind them.
In the original game?
Yeah. Of course, that was removed, replaced by a eagle on the banners. No longer has any swastikas. But in the game, there was quite a bit of there was a little bit of profanity that was left in.
Ooh.
By Nintendo of North America. The D-A-M-N word.
No.
Yeah, it was left in, and that was a big deal because in 1988, like, Nintendo wasn't, they were very strict about.
Did they do that on purpose, or they just
they may have
up?
Just forgot it. I don't know.
Surely they just screwed up.
Maybe. So, obviously they were referred to as Nazis in the Japanese game, but in the manual, which I'm hoping we're going to get a peek at.
Oh, yeah.
It referred to them as Naz, N-A-Z-Z, the bad guys, but in the game it referred to them as Bads.
Bads?
Bads, yeah.
B-A-D-Z?
So instead of Nazis, they're Bads. So, anyway.
Nice.
The leader, who was Hitler in the Japanese game, was actually renamed to Master D. But the likeness of Hitler was not changed. So, it still looks like Hitler. Still Hitler.
Yeah. It does definitely look like Hitler.
Yeah.
But anyway, it makes the game pretty cool, I think.
Yeah.
Should've I mean, I like the original story, yeah. I mean, why is it not okay to do that in America, but it's okay to do it in Japan? Because they're on that side?
And, I mean, it's not like you're playing as Nazis. You're killing Nazis.
Yeah.
That's like the... What
that's
you
like
should be.
How American... How more American can it get?
Right. Like, that's not bad. That's good. Killing the Nazis,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
You'd think in Japan they'd want to edit that, right?
Yeah. Because, you know, they were on the side of the Nazis. That's, let's not bring that back up.
No, we buried that a long time ago. We don't want to bring that back up.
What? We were never on the side of, no.
Maybe that's why it's in the Japanese version of the game. It's like,
so they could just rewrite history at the same time and be like, oh, no, we didn't do that.
No, see, look, this is us. We're killing Nazis.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, the music by Junko Tamiya, who is credited under the pseudonym Gondoman.
Gondoman?
Gondoman. Gondoman.
Gondoman.
Gondoman.
Gone. Oh, if he's like a DJ, it's Gondoman.
Yeah, maybe.
Gondoman.
He used two songs from the arcade. Joke. What?
I said, sorry, that's a bad joke.
Hey, my spoiler alert, my retrofitted trophies, the theme is bad jokes.
Oh, nice. I'm excited now.
Yeah. He left two songs from the arcade version, which the arcade version songs were originally by Harumi Fujita. And then he expanded on the soundtrack for the NES ports of the game. As far as reception, it was generally well-received, considered a great game. All game rated it at 4.5 stars. And I don't know if anybody picked it in this book up, but a book was written based on Bionic Commando.
Really?
It's called Worlds of Power, series of novels. And the main character was Jack Markson, who loses an arm when ninjas attack his hotel room and kidnap Super Joe, which is the same thing that's going on in the
Nazi gang. Ninjas.
And they replace his missing limb with a bionic arm for the grappling hook. So it was based on the game. So pick up that book.
Cool. Really, we need to call Landon, see if he's got that book. Yeah. Because he had the Blaster Master book, remember?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, yeah. Nazi ninjas. Yeah. That's
Nazi
scary.
Nazi ninjas. That is scary right there. I don't remember fighting any Nazi ninjas in the game.
Yeah.
Maybe I just.
No, I don't think there's no Nazi. I don't think there's any Nazi ninjas in the game. But, you know. I don't know.
That's okay. There doesn't have to be any Nazi ninjas.
There's bearded cool. people. There's bearded guys.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you want to know how I got this game?
I do want to know how you got this game.
Well, I got this game a long time ago. Got it from Neighbor Kid. Somebody needs to compile a list of the games that I got from Neighbor Kid.
Yeah, we need a...
games. It was like 35 games or something.
You know how, like... Adam Carolla show. I don't know if you still listen to that every now and then.
Oh yeah, every day.
He has super fan Giovanni. It's like a guy that's just a really big fan of the show.
Yeah.
And if there's ever anything, have we ever talked about this before? Like Giovanni knows. He has the biggest, huge archive of stuff.
We need our own super fan.
We need a super fan Giovanni.
Yeah.
So, anybody, we're taking applications.
Yeah, taking applications for super fan status. You got to be able to like compile lists of all of our old shows, though. Things that we've said over the years.
I really don't even remember what we talked about last time. So.
I don't remember what I talked about last night.
Yeah, exactly. That has something to do with the 23 beers, but.
Yeah. You know. Right. It wasn't like I had 24. It was 23. Yeah.
I know. Losing my edge. All right.
That's an old joke. Maybe we'll get into that on Patreon sometime.
Yeah. So you got this game from Neighbor Kid.
I did. We used to play it all the time.
Yeah.
And it was like one of his favorite games, I think.
Pretty good pick for Neighbor Kid.
Yeah, he liked it a lot.
Yeah.
So.
We got to find Neighbor Kid. That's what we need to find.
We need to find the actual Neighbor Kid? We need to find him?
Yeah, bring him on the show.
Yeah. I've got him... I talked about how I got rid of Facebook, but I'm friends with him on Facebook.
Hey, see? Get in contact with him. See if you can get Skype. Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We owe the people sure. Neighbor Kid. We're not going to be able to produce Crabman because Crabman just says no.
Well, Carl just says no, too. Yeah. Crabman's my neighbor now, though, so I may be able to get Crabman.
Yeah.
I'll just trick him. I'm like, hey, man, you want to come over and play some video games or something? He's like, yeah, sure. And then I'll just shove the microphone in his face.
Then we just start recording a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've only been able to get slapper bags.
Mm-hmm. No. So far, but he just loves the attention, you know. So
he loves. We got to take another break and bring slapper bags in.
Yeah, well, it may have to be a while. He's gonna have to take a break. Just had another baby.
Yeah, he just had another baby. Speaking of which, I'm gonna announce this on the show. Have you been on Facebook? Since you've not been on Facebook lately, you probably don't even know.
Are you having another baby too?
Yep.
Oh no!
Number three is on its way.
Whatever reaction I'm supposed to have.
Yeah, so
cool.
Yeah,
when's it gonna be here?
Oh October. It's early.
Long ways away.
Yeah, so anyway.
Sweet. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. So we'll talk about the game.
I do. You know how I would like to talk about the game? I'd like to kick it off
the manual.
Something called the manual.
I'm excited.
Let me see if I can share it. I never remember how to do this.
I don't know.
Here we go. And can you see it?
Yes. I can see it.
Can you dig it?
I can dig it.
All right. So the instruction manual, the cover is the same as the box art, which we haven't talked about the box art. It looks freaking cool.
It's awesome.
He's like swinging and shooting.
Bunch of robot arms.
Robots are getting him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spotlights everywhere. Bats.
Bats make it so much better.
Yeah. And you get your typical special message from Captain Commando.
And he looks a little rough this time.
Captain Commando does?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. And maybe it's the quality of the manual, the scan of the manual. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
All right, so let's read this Bionic Commando story. I'll talk about a person I've met when I was young. In 1980X, we found Nas's top secret material called Abatross, a plan which never was put into practice. Yeah, it's not the Nazis, it's the Nas's.
It's the Nas's, yeah.
It's the Nas's. Imperial Forces Generalissimo Kilt had never seen this plan and decided to materialize this plan. The Federation decided to stop his attempt by sending out our hero Super Joe, but lost contact with him. Our brave man, you the player, was sent to the Empire with a special mission to rescue Super Joe. This story begins from here.
You the player is almost as good as insert name here.
Yeah. You the player, going for Super Joe.
Yeah.
Who sounds like a daredevil.
Or G.I. Joe.
Yeah, could be G.I. Joe.
Here's your...
It controls two buttons, of course. You shoot and you extend your arm. There's no jump in this game, which we'll get into here in just a minute.
Yeah.
So you have a gun. You have bombs that you use by the start button, which I thought was a little weird. I couldn't figure that out when I was a kid. Start does not pause it. I couldn't figure that out. And the way the game works is you have an overmap and you go to different levels. And there's a menu where you can change weapons. The manual kind of stinks so far. Oh, wait, here we go.
Yeah.
Different weapons. Here we go. There's the normal gun. There's the wide gun. Shoots wide range, but the reach is short. Actually, it says the reach is shoot. You can shoot at wide range, but reach is shoot.
Yeah.
That's sense. Good. I like the way that gun looks, too. Is that really what the spread gun looks like when you have to actually make one?
I guess.
Looks weird. There's a rocket gun. There's the three-way gun. There's Joe's machine gun. Range, 22.5 degrees.
I didn't know that was a range. I thought that was a direction.
Most people think it's an angle. No. No, it's a direction. I mean, it's a range. And then there's the hyper bazooka. Ooh, that sounds scary.
Yeah, once you get that, the game's not even challenging.
Yeah. See, the wide gun's just killing me, okay? Could you not just put a picture of a shotgun or something on there?
Yeah. Yeah, three different... I guess that's three different...
It's three barrels.
Barrels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways. Then there's the player with his swoopy hair.
Man,
he's got some crazy hair.
Like a flock of seagulls here.
It kind of is, yeah. In the game, when I was playing the game, I always just thought he kind of had an alfalfa sprout coming out the back of his head.
No, it's a flock of seagulls.
Nope, flock of seagulls.
There's a hairstyle that needs to come back.
Yeah, I agree. I might try to pull that off.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of upgrades and things you can get throughout the game. Stuff, things.
Pow.
Get some pow. Get some one-ups.
Yeah.
Etc. Yeah. And all the different types of people you face, like the bearded guy.
The bearded soldier. Construction soldier? Is that guy just a guy that's... He's supposed to just be doing construction.
Yeah. Where do you see construction soldier? Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
He's just... Construction soldier, yep. He actually doesn't fight you. He just builds a wall.
Yeah. He just builds stuff in the background.
Yeah. There's the giant soldier. He's a big guy. He's a big guy.
Boss. I like parentheses, boss.
Yep. He's a boss. He's so big.
Yeah. He's not really that big. It's just he's got this big giant backpack that's like a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Which you find out in the game, it's not really a gun. It's It's just like something that grabs you.
Yeah.
Kind of lame.
Yeah. There's a lot of that stuff that you think is going to be super awesome and ends up being super lame.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest with this game is the bosses are pretty lame. But anyway, we'll talk
about it. Well, we'll argue on that one because I actually like some of the bosses. Okay. Anyway, there's the dwarf. That, to me, seems insensitive. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. I think
they like they prefer to be called little soldiers.
Now that's also very insensitive.
No, little people, right? Little people, big world. I'm just going by the TLC show.
Right. Gotcha. How about just soldier? Huh?
Yeah. Why do we even have to label?
That's what I'm saying.
And then there's
of course the heavy object throwing soldier. Can you guess what he does?
Okay, he throws heavy objects.
That's right.
So, listen, when I saw that guy on one of the levels while playing this game, you know what I thought of? Because he's, like, holding the rock up above his head. He's, like, throwing it, you know?
Yeah.
I thought of that Saturday Night Live skit with Peyton Manning.
Oh, with Peyton Manning.
Throw the rock!
Throw the rock, Mitch. Throw the rock, Mitch. So, I didn't throw it. Oh, I was supposed to throw it.
Can you hear me, Mitch? Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Ooh, this manual scan has a hint in the memo section.
Let's see if we can read it.
Okay. Go to stage 8, then 9, and then 7. In stage 17, talk to the red guy in first door by swinging across to him. Helmet in underground tunnel. Collect bullets for energy containers.
Sweet. I don't even know what that means, but go ahead.
I think those are good tips.
And the compliance with the FCC regulations tells you how to get a better reception on your TV.
Oh, yeah?
I just read reorient the receiving antenna. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
How to identify and resolve radio TV interference problems.
There you go.
This booklet is available from the U.S. Government Printing Office, Washington, D.C. Stock number 004-000-00345.
Does that mean it's in the National Library of Congress?
Maybe.
The Bionic Commando manual.
I wonder if they all say that.
They're all stationed there.
Huh. That is interesting.
So.
Okay. Now, how do I stop sharing my screen?
There we go. Money.
Sweet. Okay, so, like I said, I had this as a kid. Neighbor kid and I played this all the time. He was really good at it. But I could not figure out the lack of a jump when I was a kid. I was just like, why can't I jump? I hate this game. I can't jump. Mm-hmm. Basically, because you swing everywhere. If you want to jump across a gap or something, you swing.
It's, you know, you get used to play at platformers, and it's so instinctual to jump.
Mm-hmm.
And you just plan on a jump. You don't plan on a whoosh. That's my rappelling.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Well, I think that's kind of what it sounds like. Ooh.
Anyway.
a little ratchet in that one. Hope everything's okay.
Got a little excited. Sorry. You just, you know, you like I said, you make the plan for the jump and then you get to shoot this little thing. It gets awkward.
But the thing is, once you get over the fact that you're not going to be jumping and you get used to the ratchet arm move, it's actually pretty fun. I actually really like the action in this game, even without jumping.
You know, what do you think about the difficulty of this game?
It's a little hard, but I think it's kind of right on, if that makes sense.
There's times where it's a little overwhelming. Particularly when you get like a lot of the paratroopers coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Like coming down right after another. The good thing about this game is it doesn't take a... Well, here's the thing, is it kind of matches the difficulty. It puts a lot of guys on the screen, but it doesn't take a whole lot of shots with your gun, even the normal gun, to kill them. So it's like, you know, So
it's like, you know, so yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Well, it's just a good match. If you're going to put a bunch of guys on the screen, it's not so hard to kill them, or vice versa. Put few guys on the screen, but they're hard to kill.
Right. No, that makes sense. Did you notice any like slowdown, flicker and stuff when you were playing? When all the enemies got on the screen?
Not really. I mean, not
I noticed a little bit, but not what you would think.
Right.
Because a lot of times when you get enemies on screen like this, like they do in this game, there's just like, ugh, the game slows down and you can't keep up. But Bionic Commando, I felt like, did a pretty good job, really, of keeping up with it.
Yeah, I think it did. And this is an early game, too. I mean, this is in the 80s still. So it's not, you know, I think graphically and technologically, this is a great game for its time.
Yeah, and we may talk a little jumbled up on this episode because I don't have my outline with me. But the graphics, I thought their use of color in this game was like, I don't even know where it came from. Like there is way, it seemed like way more color than most NES games.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because the main guy's green or, but there's so many stark contrasts. It actually helps you play the game too. Cause like your guy's green and the bad guys are red.
Right. And each, yeah,
it just really helps, you know,
in each level, the backgrounds are so different. There's not a whole lot of like what I thought was just, you know, reusing the same styles.
Yeah. There's a lot of variety. Speaking of style, we haven't really described the game all that well. It is a side scroller for the most part. There are also top down levels, but the side scrolling stuff, you have a gun and you have a grappling arm where you can shoot it and attach to things and swing across gaps or go up. It'll just pull you up if you want to be pulled up. And then the top down levels are kind of like in the vein of Commando or Guerrilla Warfare or something, sort of. Yeah. But both. But somehow, you know, a lot of times when games try to do two different styles, that one of them lacks. And like, remember so, when we did Rygar, and this, you know, I felt like both. We talked about it. I felt like both of those things were lacking slightly because they tried to do two different things. That was my theory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bionic Commando. No, they figured both of them out. Of course, it could be because it's Capcom and they've done this kind of thing before.
You know? Yeah, they know what they're doing. I mean, you could make that. Of course, you know, the top down is not a huge part of the game, too. So
yeah, it's pretty minor, really.
Yeah, so it kind of just makes it to where, you know, the focus, I'm sure, of development was the side-scrolling. But anyway...
What did you think, other than the swinging and the what did you think about the use of the grappling hook? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Well, I thought it was great because a lot of instances, I mean, you have to use it in order to fight the enemies. I mean, you know, if you don't use your grappling hook, you're going to, it becomes. The thing about it is, it's not just a way to get from one platform to the other. It can essentially help you fight people as well.
Yeah, you said exactly what I wanted you to say too. So thank you for that.
Oh, that because right it's into that.
Yeah, you did. You did. That was kind of like a layup, but only if you knew what each team, what your teammate was doing. You know?
Right.
But yeah, no, I was just going to say that I think it's really cool. They could have just stopped with the gimmick of the grappling hook being used to swing, right? But they go all out with the grappling. They use it in the way you fight people. They use it to grab. You can use it to grab things like they're far away. Use it to swing, obviously. And the levels are really laid out so that the grappling hook, as far as using it to swing goes, it like works mainly because of their level design. You know what I mean? It's very vertical.
The whole game is really almost designed around the grappling hook, not so much the gun.
Right, which is really cool. A lot, like I said, most of the levels are very vertical, so that you can go up and down the level.
And it's.
I need to quit saying by the way. I don't know if I've said about 50 times this episode.
I like
You do? Okay, well, then I'll say more. I'll say it more.
So, one thing about this game, too, is not just each individual level, but the layout of the game is non-linear, and that, you know, you're not going completely left to right. Like you said, you're going vertical. as well as right to left at times. But the layout of the levels is kind of odd. You can kind of go anywhere you want. You don't have to go 1, right. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know. But it's, and in fact, it encouraged you to not do that. I don't really understand where they were going with that. Did you have a certain way that you went? Did you just try to go in order?
Well, I tried to go in order, but I feel like there was probably a better way.
In order of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, numerical order.
Yeah. I don't know. And that's what I did too, but I don't know, you know.
I'm guessing there's probably a better way than that, though, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
there might be a code that's like, crap.
You know, I didn't look up hints or anything like that, but my guess is that there's probably a better order than that.
Right.
And I would call this game I wouldn't call it non-linear. It's not like a Metroidvania or something like that. I would call it like semi-linear because within the levels you can go wherever you want, but there's still levels, and the levels have an end. But then there's also when you're picking your levels. It kind of reminds me of Chippendale Rescue Rangers, because you know how in Chippendale Rescue Rangers you could go and there's like multiple paths. You could go different paths.
And you're fighting Hitler.
And you're fighting Hitler, yeah. Fat cat. A.K.A. Hitler.
Yeah.
But, you're in a helicopter and you're flying to these different levels. And it's somewhat linear, but it's not fully linear, right? Because there's different paths you can take and you can go... You can kind of go wherever you want. So, I don't know. It is strange. I would call it semi-linear is what I would call it. I think that's a pretty good descriptor of it.
Yeah. I agree.
So. Let's see. So, what was your favorite gun to use?
Well, if you get the what's it called? The hyperactive...
The hyper cannon or whatever.
Yeah. Then it pretty much makes the game a lot easier because it's just one shot kills everything.
Yeah.
And not only does it kill everything, but when you get to the end of the level and you gotta beat the supercomputer, you just gotta blow up the supercomputer. It just blows it up after one hit.
Yeah. It's kind of cheating almost.
It's not challenging anymore once you get that gun. But that brings up another point that you said we were going to debate is the bosses.
Yeah.
So the bosses to me is when you got to the end of the level. And they said, you know, you're going to pay now. The bosses were never that difficult to get. You just had to get around them.
Yeah.
Shoot the computer.
Right.
It's like the bosses were just kind of there.
Yeah, but I like, and this may just be a personal preference, but I really like bosses where the boss is like an entire wall of a computer or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like or like Metroid, when you fight Mother Brain at the end, she's just like a big thing on the wall.
Yeah.
Or Contra, the first level of Contra, when it's just like a big wall you have to fight. So I just like that. Like I said, I think it's a personal preference. So maybe that's just me.
Well, I guess I was, you know, looking at it as the boss was the guy who's like supposed to be protecting the computer. And he was never really that talented. Like the guy with that looks kind of super creepy with the looks like three cannons on his back, but it's not cannons. It's just like, it's essentially a glorified grappling hook in and of itself.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I guess they could have made it more difficult, maybe, but I'm not going to complain too much about that because this game in general, like the whole game, it's somewhat difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the game on a whole is pretty difficult. Now, what about... we talked about there's levels where you're side-scrolling and there's levels where you're top-down. What about the levels where it's just like a neutral zone and you just talk to people?
Yeah. I don't... that's... Yeah.
It strikes me as a little strange.
Yeah, and I like how in like on every level you have to go to like a command that tells you what you are supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Even though it's not really vital, but it's still kind of interesting. So.
Right. What about the music then? Did you like the music? And
I thought
the
music was awesome.
It was awesome. It was awesome, wasn't it?
I thought the music was great for the game. It really fit to the game and the action. I really like the music to the game.
Yeah, I thought the music was pretty killer.
Junko did a good job.
Yes, certainly did.
She.
She? Is it a she?
She. Maybe. I think we've looked that up in the past, because I think she's a Capcom perennial all-star.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's a she.
Probably, it could be. Yeah, it sounds familiar, like it was a she.
Yeah.
We
could look right. It up.
Go ahead and look it up.
There is this thing called the internet.
It's a very novel idea, this
yeah.
internet.
Yeah.
What was your favorite level? And I guess how far did you make it? Did you beat it?
No, I did not beat it. But I made it through about... So I went linear, and I went through, got to level 6.
Okay. I have beaten it in the past. It takes a while. Level six is pretty far, though, because I don't think you can... I'm trying to think. I don't think you can go straight to level 6. I think you have to... So, you may have made it pretty far. And then they're not called levels in this game. They're called areas, whatever.
Right.
For what it's worse.
I like
worse.
How you...
What it's worse. What it's worth. But level 6 is about halfway through the grid, so you actually probably made it pretty far.
Yeah, I played it quite a bit. Junko is a woman.
Aha. Girl power. That's
and you
saying.
Can listen to her music on Spotify, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's cool. Is it Capcom music?
I don't know. It just says can be heard on Spotify. So.
Interesting. So, trying to think. We talked about the controls. We talked about the gameplay. We talked about how much we like it. We talked about the graphics being awesome. What about the main character? Do you think he's cool? Because he's pretty cool.
He's pretty sweet.
He's pretty cool. He's got glasses and he's got the hair.
Yeah, he's a superhero.
Oh
he
yeah.
Really is.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Well, we don't have to talk much about that then.
Yeah. Yeah. It was his name. I can't remember his name. I'm trying to read it here. Because he's got a pretty sweet name, too. Lad Spencer.
Yeah.
Lad nice. Spencer.
Did you ever play... Yeah, they came out with a remake. It's called... I think it's called Bionic Commando Rearmed. I think it was on PlayStation 3, maybe? Xbox? Maybe Wii. I'm not sure. But and then there was also a 3D Bionic Commando that came out at the same time. So like it was a brand new 3D Bionic Commando, and then it was a new 2D one where they changed it around, or not changed it around, but they basically remade it with better graphics and stuff. Have you tried either one of those?
No, I haven't.
I tried the Rearmed, and it's actually a pretty cool game. I wish you could still get it for the newer systems because I don't have a PS3 or an Xbox 360 anymore. But it was pretty cool. And then they actually came out with a Bionic Commando Rearmed 2, I think. And you could actually jump in it.
Oh. Jump and grapple?
Yeah. So I don't know how really I felt about that.
Yeah. But, it's interesting.
I never played it, so. Mainly because I thought, ugh, you can jump? That's stupid.
Yeah. Silly. But,
anyways, I guess, I don't know, I feel like we covered the game pretty well.
Yeah.
So do you want to do, is it worth it?
Is it worth it? So it goes for about average, I mean, you can find it for about $8, like, this cheapest I saw was, like, $8, but generally it goes between, you know, 12 and 16.
Okay. I think it's way worth it.
100% worth it.
Yeah. I think this is an awesome game.
This is an easy call, I think.
Yeah, this is an easy recommend. This is a really great game. This is two great games in a row. Bionic Commando and Blaster Master.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I feel like
And two great names for games.
Yeah, really.
Blaster Master, Bionic Commando. Bionic Commando seems like something that should have been a movie.
Yeah.
Like Schwarzenegger.
Like the $6 Million Man or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of, this is a tangent. You've probably not seen the show, but have you seen Ash vs. the Evil Dead on Stars?
No.
It comes on the Stars Network.
No.
Anyway, did you like Evil Dead, those movies?
No, I mean, I've never really watched it.
Well, anyways, it's based on the character from those movies. Oh. And in the show, his dad is the $6 million man.
Oh, awesome.
So, and they make a couple little jokes about it, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, we both agree that it is totally worth it.
Totally worth it. So, all right. Now what? Now what do we do?
I don't know. I don't have my outline.
Retrofitted trophies.
Yeah, that's right. Retrofitted. And we've only done like 100 episodes.
Yeah.
I think I'd know by now. Just
we're in the 80s, right?
I think we're in the 90s.
Oh, we got a big plan for the 100th.
Do we?
I'm going to act like we do. Don't act like we don't. Yeah, huge plan.
Sorry.
100th episode is going to be huge. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. Big league.
Big league.
Very, 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 very big.
Yes.
Okay. So, you got how many retrofitted trophies you got?
I only got two.
Okay.
I'm going to try to come up with more, though, as we talk. So, you go first.
All right. My first one is paratrooper. How about parapooper? That's kill gross. All the paratroopers that are coming down on the screen.
Okay. Mine is, first one's called Long Hair Don't Care. And yeah. That is Beat the Game.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be Long Arm Don't Care. Sorry.
My first one
let me just say, that may be my worst trophy ever. I'm kind of proud of that.
I like it.
Really bad trophy.
I love it. The lamer they are, the better they are.
Like, it doesn't even make sense.
Like this one about beard smeared. And that is beat the first guy, the first bad guy. Because the first guy? Bad, yeah, he's got the beard.
Okay. Mine is, you got lithium batteries in that thing? And that is, destroy the first supercomputer.
Sweet.
I was off. I'm off my mark. It's that 2030 beers, you know?
Yeah, that's right. How about General Leesmo? How about General Sleesmo? That is
so yours are all just like word jokes?
Yeah, bad game. Nice. Bad. I told you, it's bad jokes.
Yeah, I like it.
So, let's beat the game. General Leesmo actually is an Italian word for general. Uh-huh.
Well, the Italians were basically Nazis, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Bouncing all around there.
Okay, fine. I'll do a word joke.
All right.
I'm going to forget I said the long arm don't care. That one's gone. I'm going to replace beat the game Nazi schmatzies. And that is
there you go.
Nazi schmatzies.
There you go. All right. I'm out. It's all
right. That's
three bad jokes.
That's good. I did two terrible trophies and a bad joke.
Bad jokes are better than dad jokes. Any podcast that does dad jokes is the worst podcast ever.
Yeah, we're going to be the podcast of bad jokes. There may be a podcast out there somewhere that does dad jokes. Don't listen to any of those podcasts.
Yeah, those are terrible.
We're going to be the bad joke podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So. All right. How are we going to rate this game?
Let's see. Our favorite Nazi? I'm just kidding.
Well, I don't know. That's a tough decision.
There's so many good ones to choose from.
Oh, man. Favorite war, or it could be World War II movie.
Okay. All right. God, there's a lot of good. There is actually a lot of good World War II movies.
But, yeah.
And this is a really good game.
Hey, while you're thinking of that, and speaking of World War II,
What is it
Vietnam
about? Vietnam. Vietnam. Oh, well, if it's anything like any of his other ones, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. It's going to be on PBS. I don't know when it's coming out. I'll look that up real quick.
Should we have a Ken Burns party?
We should.
We all get together and watch it.
We should. Yeah.
That sounds really nerdy.
I'm excited about it, though. Ken Burns returns to PBS with Vietnam War. So I'm going to give this game I'm going to give a Saving Private Ryan.
Hmm.
Just, you know, great World War II movie. Can't beat it. This game is just, it's a great game. It's hard to beat.
Okay. All right. That's cool. I see. Man, I think I'm going to give it Fury because that movie it's got a sole focus, tanks, right?
Uh-huh.
It's all about the tanks. This game, it's all about the grappling hook. But just like the movie Fury, which does tanks really well, I think, and pretty accurately from what I understand, this game does grappling hooks really, really well.
Yeah.
And probably pretty accurately if grappling hook arms existed.
Yeah. Did you say accurately?
Accurately. No, I said accurately, I thought. I tried to.
Okay.
Hey, what did the fisherman say to the card magician?
What?
Pick a cod. Any cod. Bad joke.
Love it. All right, hold on. I'm trying to figure this out when this is coming out.
Hey, speaking of, while you do that, speaking of...
September.
September, okay. Speaking of World War II movies, have you seen Hacksaw Ridge yet? I hear it's good.
No. I've been wanting to watch it, but here's the thing. With a lot of movies like that, we have to strategically plan when we're going to watch them.
That's true, with kids.
Right, so...
I don't think about that yet.
I am planning on watching that. I want to see it.
Yeah, it looks good. If anybody out there has seen it, let me know.
Yeah.
From what I understand, it looks good.
Yeah. So... What we got now? Feedback?
Yeah, I guess we got feedback. So I've got one piece of feedback here. It says, she was only a whiskey maker, but he loved her still.
I don't get it.
Let that one sink in for a second.
Oh.
Sorry, that was actually just a bad joke.
That was not feedback, it was just a bad joke.
All right, you got the feedback pulled up?
Well, I did, but my computer's being funny, so now I've got to try to pull it up on my phone, lest I lose the call.
Yeah, let's not risk losing the call.
So, just a minute, and I'll get that pulled right back up.
No problem.
Although, we did have somebody put up on the Facebook group a picture of the Bad Dudes arcade game, mm-hmm. and he said the best... multiplayer select, and it said two dudes.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty sweet. All right, I got the feedback, and I'll tell you who that was after I get done with the feedback.
Okay.
Andrew Zeismer says, this is a great game. Wink. Takes some getting used to, what with the bionic arm and such, but a decent experience. I really like the idea of not being able to fire your gun in residential areas. Otherwise, you get attacked. Kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. Stephen Michael from Facebook says, this is an excellent game. After you get used to the controls, you'll come to realize that this is one of the best games on the system. I think the difficulty is just right, and it's a very rewarding experience on the NES. Nick Stevens says it's a gem.
Huh?
I don't know what that means. So it
means he's a loser. Nick Stevens is a loser.
John Williams, which I'm assuming is the John Williams who asked for this game.
That's right. Should be.
Said, killer game, killer soundtrack, and an exploding Hitler face in the end. This is easily in my top five favorite games of all time. Can't wait to hear the pod.
Yeah.
All right. Chris Vanderhoff says the controls take some getting used to, but it is an awesome game. The lack of saves sucks. Lack of saves sucks. Save sucks? Say that six times fast.
Better not.
But I didn't stick with it and ended up beating it. I don't get that. That doesn't make sense. The lack of saves sucks, but I didn't stick with it and ended up beating it. if you didn't stick with it, how did you end up beating it?
I think he meant he did stick with it.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Right? I mean, don't give him a hard time.
I'm just okay. I'm sorry. It was a totally different concept of the bionic arm for the time when it came out, but well worth it. It was always a big sigh of relief when you fall off a ledge and snag the edge of your falling down to save your life. Totally a Nintendo number one.
I don't know what that means. Chris, we're not doing that. That was Chris again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing that, Chris. We're not trying to be like the gyms. We're not going to have a catchphrase, okay?
Yeah.
We're not doing catchphrases around here.
No catchphrases, except for Tom Arnold was impressed.
That's right, but we were there. We had catchphrases before catchphrases were cool.
Ryan Reynolds says, this is one of my all-time favorite games. Greg Polander says, really awesome game and one of my faves from the NES era. Great soundtrack, good action, fun gameplay with a mix of side-scrolling and overhead view, and a good difficulty rating making this still a blast to play today. The idea of collecting eagles in the overhead stages to continue was pretty unique, along with not needing to defeat a boss to advance, just take out the generator. And while the translation was bad enough, it got through. The main knocks against it were the confusing radio room. Which radio do I need again? Oh man, I have to redo this whole stage. And the fact that you get good, you can crush through this in a couple of hours. Still a classic though, and I'm so glad the exploding Hitler head slept through this past the censors. Adam Malone said, one of maybe 20 games I had as a kid. I loved it then and still do. Not only did I enjoy the game, I enjoyed running around the woods around my house pretending I had a mechanical arm and a machine gun.
I did that too.
Oh man, it's sweet. This is a sweet childhood. Great cover art too. One of the games I like more than others simply because it looks so 80s action film. Never beat it as a kid, but since have. Excellent gameplay, and the top-down chopper select was so unique for my collection at the time. Ivan Kaproff Joslin says, an excellent game, unique mechanics with a well-done and well-suited soundtrack. David Givens says, honestly, I sucked big time at this game, but it was still a great game. I always wish they made a Batman game designed the same way. Dudes do more dudes.
Dudes do more dudes?
I don't know what that means. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll do more dudes, sure. We'll do more dudes.
Yeah, let's do some more dudes.
I'll do more dudes.
Also, that is a pretty interesting idea, Batman game designed this way, since Batman, you know, grapples.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Ryan Hussey says, was one of my fave NES games. I was over the moon when a friend of mine gave me an old busted NES of his that he had sitting in his basement for years. And then when I opened it up, a copy of this game was still inside. Oh, man.
Whoa.
Tyler Jones said, one of my favorite games, one of my first games and all-time favorites. My brother was better than me. I almost said prettier than me.
He's probably prettier than him too. So
my brother was way better than me, and it took me well into my teens to beat it. Excellent choice. Tyler Jones says soundtrack is awesome too, especially the sewer level. Ryan R. Jackson says, I remember thinking this game looked cool, but I could never get used to the controls. Humberto Montoya, I love this game, but once again, I was introduced to the arcade version first and preferred that more linear version over the NES version.
Did you play the arcade version?
I did not.
I didn't even know it existed until I started doing research for this game.
Yeah.
Chris Vanderhoff says, see Genesis Gems. The two dudes listen to me. I request Bionic Commando on your podcast, and they listen.
No.
Chris requested Bionic Commando on the Gems podcast? Now we're doing it? I'm confused.
I don't know.
Chris, you're confusing me all day today. I just don't get it.
Chris, what's up with you? All right. Ed Wilson.
Is that it? Nope.
Rounds us out here. Best game ever. No, really. Best video games ever made. the amount of control and finesse you can manage with the grappling arm is astounding. The number of different ways you can get through each stage, depending on which loadout you pick, is immense. The story kicks butt, there's a ton of content, and the overhead levels throw back to a classic NES game before throwing back to a classic NES game with even a thing. Oh, the in-game, including both Hitler and the giant full-screen-based explosion, is absolutely worth figuring out how to make it to the end. I always hold this game near and dear to me. And that's it for the Facebook.
Well, I have one more on Facebook from the Facebook page. It's from Rich VD. One of my favorites growing up. Yeah. One of my favorites growing up. Finally beat it for the first time about 6 months ago. Congratulations, Rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got Twitter. At Loaded Cart Gaming. At Loaded Cart, sorry. At Loaded Cart, which is At Loaded Cart Gaming, which is a podcast. The swing mechanic was one of the most awesome things ever in a game as a kid. Okay. I pretty much agree. Oh, I also want to mention the animation on the character when he's swinging is cool. It's really cool. Like his legs go crazy. Like, you know, like it looked, it's a really cool animation when he's swinging. So I got to commend Capcom for that. And then Google Plus, guess who gave us feedback?
Ryan Ballard.
Ryan. OMG, two absolutely killer games in a row. Much like my parents got me Blaster Master, they got my brother this one. Now that I think of it, he and I lucked into a bunch of good games. I still remember the first time I tried to explain to a buddy of mine at school that this was a platformer where you didn't jump. He was quite surprised at the idea of using a grappling hook instead. Definitely a great game that should have gotten more buzz at the time than I remember it actually getting. So, thanks for that feedback, Ryan.
Yeah.
I guess, is that all we do?
That's it.
That's all we do. That's all we do.
I tell everybody where to find us.
Yeah. I got one more thing to mention. Okay. Actually, two more things, I think. Yeah. So, starting next episode, which I'm not sure what that game is yet, but starting that episode, the next episode, we're going back to giving every game away.
Sweet.
Thanks to the Patreon people for that. Also, last year we did a people vote on what game they want us to cover, you know?
Yeah.
And we pulled some games from that vote last year. Well, we're doing it again this year.
Bringing it back.
The problem is, this year, instead of doing it where people had to click and go to another website to vote, I did it straight on Facebook, so it'd be easier for people to vote, which means easier for people to troll us from the Genesis Gems. So, the most requested on that list is Where's Waldo?
Hey, we got to cover it. We got to cover it at some point. So, thank you. You know what? Thank you. I love that game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's my favorite. It's my favorite Where's Waldo game on the NES.
Yeah.
And then second most requested, more than likely by our actual D-padders that love us and listen to us, is North and South, which is a really cool game. So we'll definitely cover those two, and we'll see.
My dog just threw up. That's why I was yelling, Bert.
I thought maybe you were talking to Bert.
God.
Well, all right. I think that's a good way to end the show. Yeah. So Justin's dog just threw up on the floor.
Well, you heard us talking about Genesis Gems.
Well, then I guess I can't blame him.
So.
All right, let's just call it there. We don't even need to shout ourselves out. People know where to find us.
Yeah.
If not, listen to one of our other episodes at the end. You'll figure out how to find us. See you, everybody. Justin's got to clean up some vomit.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.